The annual infection rate in northern Iowa County has grown 27% for all deer 2.5 years old or older, and the disease rate for adult bucks is doubling every 2 to 3 years. DNR Wildlife Manager Eric Lubner says the agency is trying to determine if this is a coincidental spike in numbers or a definitive trend.
You know, we're watching that closely. I'm trying to compare it to other areas of the nation where CWD biologists from around the country have been monitoring the prevalence rate. And it's a little bit increasing a little bit faster than what we had seen in other parts of the nation.
Deciding what this trend means depends heavily on how the disease is spreading. That's something UW-Madison researcher Michael Samuel is trying to determine. His research is focused on where and how the disease-carrying prions are being transmitted to deer in the wild. Samuel says funds for that research in Wisconsin is diminishing.
In the U.S., pretty much the case that there's limited amount of CWD research going on now. And in Wisconsin in particular, there's very little, and we're almost down to none, really.
Samuel hunts quite close to the area where the spike in infection has occurred, and over the past 2 years, 2 out of the 5 deer he's killed have tested positive for the disease.
That's the first time we found it in our area. But most hunters have just stopped caring or being concerned about consumption or any of those kind of things.
Samuel says he's hopeful increased research will lead to strategies for managing CWD that hunters will accept and support. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.